was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
You want to back off them logs? 10, 4, about 5 miles or so, 10. Roger, them logs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy walking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from March 5th, 2001.
Good morning, everybody. This is one ride we're all on together. Once again, Stephen M. Sombol. He is a certified consulting meteorologist, certified by the American Meteorological Society in 1987. Stephen, welcome back.
Nice to be back.
So, with higher water temperatures, generally, you get more energy. That's certainly understandable, and that gets transferred then into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we get stronger and stronger storms.
I think that's probably a simplified way of looking at it, but I think it serves its purpose.
Mm-hmm. So I even saw, I got a quick email, Stephen, that said that the same kind of conditions are perhaps shaping up for the next weekend. That's a long way to look ahead.
That's the frightening part. The weather seems to have a kind of memory, and once it gets into a certain kind of position, it tends to repeat that position, and sometimes it can repeat it for a month.
For a month.
Or so. sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, but we are going to have, it appears now, two storms once again, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast.
The next weekend?
Yes.
This is actually getting tiresome, Stephen. Tiresome, I tell you. All right, Stephen, listen to this. Here's somebody on the front lines right now. Even though New York and Philadelphia, the cities, and the East Coast cities a little further south seem to have escaped, this storm has now gone north, and I've got somebody in New Hampshire on the line. His name is Jeff Cote. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am, Art.
I take it that there in New Hampshire you have not escaped.
We have not escaped. That's an understatement. I am now standing in horizontal blowing snow into my face. I'm trying to stay on the phone here.
You're outside right now?
Yes, I am. I am outside, and it just looks really grim, and the gusts have at times been 30, and they're talking up to 60-mile-an-hour gusts, which is pretty heavy gust when you consider all the snow that's going to pile up on the trees and the branches.
And you're already getting drifting snow?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the bigger stories. Usually people don't think of the drifting snow, but we're talking 6-foot drifts, and probably what I'll do is I'll take some pictures tomorrow and send them up to you of the different drift heights.
I would love that. I guess, as long as I'm here in a relatively warmer state of Nevada.
Yes.
So it's really cooking. What are they telling you locally about the storm now?
Well, what they've said, it didn't come together as quickly as they thought. It was kind of like a broken up. There was a lot of energy there. They were a little bit worried that the energy wouldn't come together, but it really has now, and the storm has stalled off Cape Cod. So they're talking all snow all tonight, all day tomorrow, winding down as light snow probably Wednesday. So if we're seeing snow falling at the rate of about 2 inches an hour right now, and that's going to go up to, they say, 3 to 4 inches an hour during its heaviest times.
That's a lot of snow.
Absolutely.
Does that sound right to you, Stephen, in terms of a forecast?
Yeah.
If you're in New Hampshire, that is?
Yes.
Okay, there you are, my friend. Listen, Jeff, I really thank you for the report on how it's going there. Stay in touch with us.
All right, Art. Thank
All right.
you.
Take care. There's New Hampshire. So what we'd like to be able to do, Stephen, is call on you from time to time when we have questions about things in the weather, and I guess that's going to be more and more as we go on here.
I think so. If there's just a couple of things I might mention, Art.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the storm that is up in New England right now, it looks like it's getting pretty close to Nantucket Island or in the Cape Cod area. That storm will do a loop-de-loop.
A loop-de-loop.
And come back towards the southwest, and it'll pass south of Long Island on Tuesday.
You're kidding. You mean it'll virtually do a a circle?
Uh-huh.
A full circle, no kidding.
Yeah, it has to do with the development and intensification of the upper low that is associated with the low on the surface. There's an awful lot of energy in terms of strong jet wind speeds coming into that upper low, and it's causing it to be forced further and further south, and that surface low is just going to be reflecting the movement of the upper low. And the other thing that I have for you, the central pressure of this storm up in New England is now 28.99 inches.
Ooh, that's low.
That's low.
That's low. And, yeah, I can imagine the track. In other words, it's going basically from west to east, and then it's going to eventually, I guess, be going north, and then west again, then south,
yeah,
and then eventually east again.
And then it'll go out to sea.
A full circle, and then it'll go out to sea. But it's that circle business that's going to bury them up in New England, huh?
Yeah, and it's also going to increase the snowfall, which perhaps has not reached its maximum in places like the New York metropolitan area.
I see. So as it swings back south again,
it's going to pull in some cold air, and it should be able to pull in some snow with it.
One weird storm.
Very weird.
All right. Well, listen, my friend, thank you very much for being here, and we're going to be in touch with you whenever we need to be, if that's all right, Stephen.
That's great.
Thanks a million. Take care. That's Stephen Sumball. He's a meteorologist, and I thought we'd just get kind of a report on the storm, such as it is. A lot of the media is saying, well, it's pooping out. It's pooping out if you're in Philadelphia or Washington or New York City, although if you listened carefully to what Stephen just said, you may have a surprise coming yet if it literally turns around and heads south. That's so weird to even contemplate something like that doing that, but apparently it's going to. All right, in a moment, we'll check on some of the day's news, and there is a lot of news to talk about. Some of it, as a matter of fact, is going to relate to my guest coming at the top of the hour, Kathleen Keating.